Thanks. We're back. lot of stuff we're transcendental and some stuff that we didn't get to play last time. And we'll be here for a little while, so all the good to see you.
Thank you.
You know, like when you're on dope and you're all fucked up, and then you like quit taking dope, and then you start seeing things kind of different again. And if you ever did, and you start changing the way you do everything. Well, when that happened to me, the first thing I did is I started writing more chick songs. Which has worked out well because it prevents my audience from becoming exponentially hairier and uglier as time goes on. Thank you.
I'm blue as blue can be. We'll be right back. Thank you.
over here just for the land. Thank you. Thank you. I have some friends that have a band up in Seattle called the Super Suckers. Called me last year and wanted me to participate in a project that they were putting together. It's a record called Free the West Memphis 3. And that record's out now. And it's kind of not as easy to get as we'd like just because Walmart sure ain't gonna stock it. What it's all about is there are three kids in prison in Arkansas, and they're there for murder. And one of them is on death row, and it's my absolute belief, after going on, and I was very suspicious of this case, because I'm opposed to the death penalty, period. So, when anybody talks to me about any individual case, I'm a little suspicious, but this one's special. There was HBO ran a thing called Paradise Lost, and a documentary that's pretty amazing, and then they did a follow-up to it, about these kids. Check it out. There's West Smith Bros. 3 site on the web. You can check that out. But it's pretty amazing because these kids are in prison because they wore a lot of black and they listened to Metallica. And that's more a matter of taste than it is a matter. Then they're gonna kill this kid. I mean, the state of Arkansas very much wants to kill this kid. Check it out. My song, that I wrote a song especially for the project, and the song I wrote, what it actually deals with is my belief that we're fighting a war against crime in this country the same way we fought the war in Vietnam, which is, it's about a body count and not about any real objective or anything that's going to protect us. Certain people are singled out for their acts to make politicians look like they're tough on crime, and other people are turned loose on the streets without anybody paying any attention to whether they're dangerous to us out here or not. The truth of the matter is that we're building a lot of prisons because a lot of people are getting rich building them. This millennium's version of military-industrial complex, we'll need that. This song has the rather unpretentious title of The Truth. In a cool evening when the sun is low, his shadow creeps across my cell block floor. Getting has a little story that goes with it too, which goes that I wrote this for a really, really great film, what I believe is a really great film, called You Can Count On Me. And, if you haven't seen it, you should see it. There's a lot of my music in the movie, and the soundtrack's on our label. But this song I wrote especially for the movie, and it's not in there. Because the director fucking hated it. So, I actually thought it was pretty good, and so I put it on my record. Fuck you.
I'm gonna die to serve that way. not in the audience affiliated with a trade union, because we got a weird ride ahead of us. And make no mistake about it, if you're affiliated with a union, George W. Bush is out to fuck you. I'm sure they're playing someplace in this area. Another, because I saw a poster for them in Portland the other night. I recorded this song with the band that she's got over here, and it was like one of some of the most fun I've ever had recording in my life. Boy, it's a great band, and it's mostly girls. This song is strictly fictitious. The names have been changed to anybody technically guilty, which is usually me. Took a stroll around old Long Wharf one day. the little girl don't stop to talk and we'll find softly. I ask your friend, what you better do?
Thank you. Wayne's World.
residing in New York City. In fact, he's been there a long time. It's where I met him 15 years ago. And we wanted to do something together for a long time. We just didn't know it was this simple. He's been a Blackheart, he's been a Del Lord, and now we're proud to say that he's a Duke. Eric Roscoe. Y'all might have noticed some folks here from Death Penalty Focus, and I invited them here. And check out they got a few folks circulating around here. This song, I've been playing it the whole tour, and it's a little different than the other songs that I've written. It'd be easier to lump it into the same category as Billy Austin and LS Unit 1, but those two songs are political songs, and what I mean by that is they're about my opposition to the death penalty as an idea. This song is more personal than that. It's strictly a matter of me having to process the way I process things, which is writing songs, having witnessed a horrific act, because I witnessed an execution in the state of Texas 2 years ago. I don't recommend it. The reason it happened to me is I correspond with several guys on death row around the country, and this was the guy I'd been writing back and forth with the longest, and he asked me, and I wasn't prepared for it, and I didn't know how to say no. You know, you hear a lot of people, I've heard abolitionists say that they ought to televise executions so everybody had to deal with it, but I don't agree with that. This is one of the reasons I object to the death penalty. It's the damage that it does to us. I came away from this experience with an amazing amount of empathy for the people that had to participate in this process. That was the biggest surprise to me, because it's just their job, and it's what the law says. And I think that the states that have the death penalty are being irresponsible by allowing and encouraging victims' family members to witness a cold-blooded murder. No, it ain't just about Texas, it ain't about George W. Bush, it's about us. You have the death penalty in California. We have the death penalty in Minnesota. Point the finger at Texas, you know, I grew up there, and it's one of those things that doesn't do any good. It doesn't get us off the hook. Oh, shut up. Anyway, tonight, this song is, it's called Over Yonder, and it's also called Jonathan's Song. But tonight I'd like to play it for a friend of mine named Dick Cunningham, who is one of the people that brought about the moratorium in Illinois. And about a week ago, Dick was stabbed to death by his 26-year-old schizophrenic son in his own kitchen. And his last words were, "Don't hurt him, he's not well." And this is for Dick.
know I got it coming. Beyond here, oh, yeah. I the seat. And I thought if it were you, but he climbed out of the car. He grabbed his battered suitcase, showed her his guitar. He was just as jealous about the English world. He slipped a kid at 20 cents, Billy Gilbert. Just to be. Baby, that's get up in the morning, you know, just take a look around you because you're really fortunate because you live in a really beautiful place. Well, we may be out a little bit this summer. We may get in this area one more time.
Yeah.